You're listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast, Episode 13, Unpopular Gaming Opinions. Welcome to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, the baby Mario, to my Yoshi, Chad.
Hello again.
So we've got a great episode lined up for you guys today. We're going to talk about some of our unpopular gaming opinions. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing the last week?
So, I've been still playing some Mario Tennis Aces. I'm trying to get a little bit further in the story. This game's a little harder than I thought. I don't think tennis is my calling. So, I'm definitely going to be able to beat the story, but it's going to take me a little while, I believe.
Yeah, I've played it some as well. I'm kind of stuck, man. I got to a stage with the character you had to play against is Boom Boom from the Mario series, and I just can't beat it. So I don't know. I'm just kind of stuck.
I want to keep going with it so bad, but after that no retry button is just killing me. It just takes forever.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I just really not liking that. But
really hope Nintendo patches it soon.
Oh, me too. They need to before I get through with the story, that's for sure.
Yeah, one thing, did you get a chance to play online this month and unlock the character for the month?
I did. I got to play online, and that must be where I shine, because, I mean, I beat my opponent just easily, and I unlocked the character, which was Koopa Troopa, and I went ahead and played just a regular tennis match to try him out, and yeah, I really like him. Every time he moves, he disappears into a shell, so you're just controlling the turtle shell.
Yeah, he's pretty neat. He's got a lot of personality, too. Well, if you do have this game, make sure and go online in the month of July. All you really have to do, as far as I know, is play one match, and you'll unlock him. So
win or lose, right?
Exactly.
The next thing I've been playing is the Octopath Traveler demo,
and
I'm having even more fun than I thought I would with this game. I haven't played anything quite like this, and actually enjoyed it. But the story is just amazing, and I picked Haonit. I believe that's how you say the name. The hunter. It's a girl who is a hunter. And it's just a really, really neat story. I won't spoil a whole lot, but your master goes missing on the trail of a fearsome foe, a beast, I guess, and he never comes back, and you have to figure out what happened to him.
Oh, wow.
But the first boss was, it took me a couple tries, but once I started figuring out how everything worked out, it wasn't too bad. So I'm just really enjoying the story, and something I really like about it is that all the little conversations you have with everyone are usually voice acted. So everything has all the words have a voice to fit them. So that is really cool.
Yeah, so you were kind of talking to me about this, how much you're enjoying it. So I ended up playing it some a couple of nights ago. And yeah, I really am enjoying this game. And if you didn't know, the demo that's available now, it lets you play the game, basically the full game for 3 hours. And if you end up purchasing the full game, you can take your progress over there so you don't have to play through it again. And it's like a 2D turn-based RPG, so definitely not anything that I don't think me or Chad have ever really been super interested in. But I'll have to say I'm really enjoying it. I chose as my character Tressa the Merchant, and she's like the daughter of a mom and dad who are merchants in a town. And you know, it's kind of thought that she would just be a merchant like her parents, but she kind of longs to go an adventure, or at least be like a traveling merchant. So that's kind of how her story is. Some pirates come to town and steal some things, so that's you kind of have to go and confront the pirates and beat them, and it was a lot of fun. I was the same way. It took me a couple tries to beat the bosses because I really didn't know what I was doing at first, but was able to beat them, and I think I'm going to pick this game up.
I think so. I believe it's going to be $59.99, and it releases on the 13th of July.
I think so. It's coming out very soon.
Right. I believe it launches alongside Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. So that'll be two games maybe I'll be getting. I don't know. But for sure, Octopath Traveler.
Yes. And I don't know if we've mentioned, you know, we both said we started as a different character. There are, I believe, 8 characters that you can play as, and you can start as any of them. And I think all the stories will converge at some point. And I think you're you're able to play as each character throughout the game.
That's kind of what it looks like. I'm not sure. I've tried to switch over to the characters. I'm wondering if you have to make your way to each of the characters' other towns take control of them. I'm not really sure on that yet, but I've already put over an hour of gameplay on this, so I'm sure glad that it transfers over to the full game.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to play all that over again.
Exactly, and I don't know about you. I had a little bit of anxiety when I was trying to choose a character at the start.
Me too.
They all look really unique and interesting.
They did. Each one seems to have unique abilities also. Yes. As far as the hunter, you can actually, whenever you're fighting enemies, like most of them were animals, I would be fighting foxes and some little hedgehog looking guys, and then rats that would shoot bow and arrows. And it was just, it was really funny. But you could actually, after you'd fight them a little bit and get their health down, it would give you a capture ability. And you could, if it says, it'll give you like a percentage, 75% success, 100%, and you'll capture them, and then you can use them on the next wave of enemies that you face.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
Right, it's really neat, and they'll have like the fox. He was really powerful. I believe you use him 5 times, and he returns to the wild. But the whole time you have this, I guess it's a snow leopard, and I think its name is Lind. And you have that the entire time, and it looks so cool on the cutscenes. You have this big snow leopard beside you.
Wow, so the hunter sounds really neat. Yeah, the merchant has a special ability as well. If you go to just kind of people in the town, and you can press A to talk to them, well, the merchant, you can press another button, and you can, like, buy things from them, even if they wouldn't normally sell a different character or something. So you can buy stuff from almost every character.
Okay.
And I thought that was neat. And I think in battle, I don't know that I actually chose this, but I think there was the option to like get some money from the fallen foes that you defeat. You can get some money because you know, to help with your merchant skills or whatever.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
But yeah, this is a really neat game, and I'm really glad you told me about it, because I was kind of on the fence whether to even try it or not, but I am really enjoying it. It does have turn-based battles, which I'm not a fan of. But there were a couple of things that I noticed that they do to kind of liven it up. One of them is that your enemies seem to have different shields, and the bosses especially have multiple shields. And while they have shields, you do less damage to them. But every time you use, usually there's a attack that will be favorable against whoever you're fighting. And if you use that, it'll knock away one of their shields. And if you knock them all away, they're very vulnerable and you can do a lot of damage to them. And along with that, there's I think they call it boosting. And if you can save a few boosts by not using it for a time or two, then you can use a boost attack, which will attack them multiple times and do a lot of damage. So it's kind of a strategy of, oh, maybe I can get their shields out and then use my boost to deal a lot of damage at once. And that's how I ended up finally beating the boss that I had, was using those two things together.
Right, yeah, no, I totally agree. That's a great, great strategy there to help you defeat those hard bosses, definitely.
Yeah, because I didn't have any trouble with any of the enemies I encountered on my way to the bosses, and then I got to the boss and I just constantly would just die. So figured out, okay, you got to use a little strategy here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that. I wouldn't doubt it that there would be an episode based on Octopath Traveler in the future, probably.
Oh, I could definitely see that happening. Yeah,
so,
happening. Yeah, I'm really enjoying the game. I can't wait to pick up the full retail version, and I really want to try out all 8 characters and see how
too.
Their stories come together there.
Excellent. Well, the only other thing I've been playing, I already mentioned, you know, Mario Tennis Aces as well, is that I got back to Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. I'd made it to the 6th world, but hadn't started it yet. And it took me a couple of nights because there's a lot of levels in World 6, and they're all very hard. But I'd ended up beating the boss, the final boss, and seeing the credits. So that was a very, very difficult game. I enjoyed it, but I'm kind of glad to be done with it. I probably won't. There's a lot of collectibles and stuff I know I didn't get, but it'll probably be a while before I go back to it. I'm just kind of glad to be done with it at this point.
Well, congratulations. I haven't got around to that yet. You beat me. I was hoping I could pass you up and finish it before you, but that's
great. Very close, I believe. So
yeah, I'm about halfway through the last world, so I had to get my second player, and we're gonna have to do this weekend maybe. So
that sounds good, man. I'd love to talk to you about the final boss once you do it.
Yeah, sounds good.
So that's gonna do it for what we've been playing, and we're gonna move into our main topic, our unpopular gaming opinions. So moving into our main topic this week, and that's going to be our unpopular gaming opinions. Now, we got this idea from one of our favorite shows, Nintendo Minute, on YouTube. And Kit and Krista did some of their unpopular gaming opinions. I really enjoyed that episode, and it got me thinking this would be a great topic for me and you to do, Chad. So did you catch that episode?
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed it. It was something a little different. I wasn't expecting it at all, but it hit us when we were trying to find a topic to talk about. So it couldn't have happened at a better time.
Right. So we're going to do I came up with three and Chad came up with three, and we're just going to kind of take turns with our opinions. Obviously, these are unpopular, so you probably are not going to agree with most of these, but that's kind of the point, you know. So we're going to go through ours. I imagine you probably have some yourself as the listener, but we're going to get started. And I'm going to start off here with my first unpopular gaming opinion. Oh, and I should say we're going to try to keep all these Nintendo-focused, of course. I probably have some other system opinions as well, but we want to keep this Nintendo-focused. And my first one is, I really don't like the turn-based battles in the Pokemon series. And I know probably a lot of people would disagree with me, and that's how I grew up playing Pokemon, and I loved everything about it, including the turn-based battles. And a lot of people were really upset with the upcoming Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee edition, because if you encounter a wild Pokemon, there's no turn-based battle you have to do to weaken it. You just can throw Pokeballs at it and catch it. A lot of people are kind of upset about it. And the more I've got to thinking about it, I'm really glad they're doing this, because I just don't, it's just tedious and time-consuming to do this. And I just, that's not how I want to play anymore. I don't really have time for that. And I'm just glad that maybe I can get moving on with the story quicker in this game. I know there still will be turn-based battles when you're fighting another trainer or a gym leader, and I'm okay with that, but I really don't like the turn-based battles in Pokemon.
Well, I'll weigh in here. I completely agree. I've never liked the turn-based battles in Pokemon, so I'm with you. I'm really, really excited for Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, because I like that style better. I'm fine, like you are, with the turn-based battles when you're fighting another trainer, course, but that, especially the wild Pokemon encounters, they take forever. They're so tedious. I'm really looking forward to being able to see which Pokemon, like, okay, I'll just skip the Pidgeys and I'll move on to the Electrobuzz or whoever, whoever I want. But I really agree on that one. And yeah, I think that's a good one.
You know, and they said that the next Pokemon coming out next year is going to kind of be more for the core audience. And I'm really thinking they're going to go back to turn-based battles for wild Pokemon encounters. And I really hope they don't, because I really think I'm going to prefer this way that they're doing it with Pokemon Let's Go.
This really, I like playing Pokemon Sun and Moon, Pokemon X and Y. I really enjoy those games, but once I'm done with the story, I put the game away. I'm not going to go back and try to collect all the Pokemon. When I was younger, I used to would have done that, but now it's just so time consuming, and I'd rather start playing a Donkey Kong game or whatever, exactly. Whatever's next on my list. I don't want to just keep spending that much time.
I agree. It's great as a kid to have something you can just grind on and grind on, because it may be the only game you get all year.
Right.
But as an adult, and I just don't have the time I had, and I've got, you know, even with this podcast, trying to keep up with all the latest games, you know, I just don't have time to sink 300 hours into a Pokemon game anymore.
Right. With this Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, I really think I'm going to try to collect them all.
Me too.
To catch them all, especially. So I'm really looking forward to that game, and I think that was a very good, unpopular gaming opinion.
Well, thank you.
All right. So my first one, and this is probably not going to go over very well either, is I don't like the dungeons in the Legend of Zelda series. That's why I like Breath of the Wild so much. And what I don't like about Breath of the Wild is the mini dungeons, if you will, inside the beasts.
The Divine Beast,
right? That's the only time I found myself not enjoying The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Other than that, I think it's a solid game of the year. It certainly was mine, of course, also. But in the past games, Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, and even The Wind Waker. I've been playing through The Wind Waker recently, and I'm stuck in a dungeon, and it's not that I can't figure it out, it's just I just don't care as much about it when I'm stuck in the dungeon. Yeah. So that's kind of one of my big gripes about The Legend of Zelda series. I think that's why I wasn't a huge Zelda fan until Breath of the Wild. So
yeah, well, I know we're going to disagree on a bunch of these, but this one I agree with you on. I do not like the dungeons, especially in most of the 3D Zeldas. They're just too long, too time-consuming, And I agree. The worst part of Breath of the Wild for me was the Divine Beast. That's the parts I just used a walkthrough on because I just was tired of messing with them, you know? Yeah. I just wanted to get back to that open world where I could go explore and do anything. I loved the shrines, but I think the thing I like in Zelda games is these shorter challenges, not these five-hour-long dungeons full of challenges where it's just I just get burnt out. So I agree. I know a lot. There's a lot of Legend of Zelda fans that'll just say, "That you're crazy. That's the best part of the game." But yeah, I don't care for the dungeons either. I don't mind them in some of the really old Zelda games where they were fairly short. But yeah, in any of the N64 onward Zelda games up till Breath of the Wild, I've not enjoyed the dungeons.
Right. And I think there's a difference between something that's hard to do and something that's just time-consuming.
Tedious, right. Yeah.
It's that's the part for me. Like the Splatoon Octo Expansion Final Boss, this is not necessarily it's just hard. Right. It's not that I can't figure it out. I know exactly what to do. I just can't do it because it's too hard.
Yeah, anybody can go through a Zelda dungeon and beat it, especially with a guide. It's just I don't want to.
Just so they take forever. So that's just kind of my gripe. I don't have the time, and I don't want to have the time to try and do it.
Well, I agree with you on that one, although I feel like we'll be in the very, very small minority.
I think so. Very unpopular.
Yes. So my second unpopular opinion is one that I never thought I would have before I played this game, but it's that I really don't like Super Mario Maker. I don't like Super Mario Maker on the Wii U, and I don't like it on the 3DS. When this game was announced, I thought this is the greatest thing ever. I love 2D Mario games. I always have. That's what I grew up with. I've played and beaten all the 2D Mario games many times. Having the ability to make my own levels and play other people's levels, basically have an unlimited supply of new levels, Mario levels, and they could be based on Mario Brothers 1 or Mario Brothers 3 or New Super Mario Brothers. I thought this is the greatest thing ever. I got the game day one on the Wii U, and I just don't like it. I don't like the levels other people design. They just design them, it seems like, mostly just to be impossible to play, and they're not fun. And so I really realized I don't just like 2D Mario full stop. I like 2D Mario games that Nintendo makes and levels that they design. And I also found that I just am a terrible level designer, so I didn't get any enjoyment out of making my own levels because that's just not a skill I have. My levels are extremely boring. You know, this game I just thought was going to be the best thing ever. I just didn't enjoy it at all. I barely played it, I'll be honest.
Right. I've only played the Wii U version. I bought the 3DS version, but my girlfriend took off with it, and I haven't seen it since. So I don't know where that is. But as far as the Wii U version, I'm kind of on the fence with you on this one here. I like the idea, I really do, but I don't like to build stuff. That's why I'm not into Minecraft and stuff. I don't like to design stuff at all. I just want to play through the game. So I could play through other people's levels, but you're right. People make them too hard, and just you get one chance to make it through, you know. And
yeah.
I don't like that at all. I just like a regular Mario level to go through.
Yes.
So as long as they don't make them just too difficult, it's fine. But I'm not personally into the level design at all.
Yeah. So I still think this is an amazing idea.
Yeah.
And if you're good at building levels, I'm sure it would be so fun. You could put a lot of hours into it. And, you know, I hope they try again. I hope they make another Super Mario Maker. I just wish there was maybe a better way for them to rank levels where I'm not just playing random levels, but, you know, maybe they have different categories. These are levels are really difficult, but also highly rated, you know, where a lot of people play these and said, hey, they're difficult, but they're doable. And here's some that are just more casual and fun. I wish there'd be something like that. Man, I think a rating system would go a long ways to maybe making me enjoy playing them more. But as it is, I just don't really like the game. So
I gotcha. Okay, so my next one is, I don't know if we'll be agreeing on this one. So Super Mario Sunshine on the GameCube, I think, is better than Mario Odyssey on the Switch and Mario 64 on the N64.
Interesting. So basically what you're saying is Super Mario Sunshine is your favorite 3D Mario game.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm not really counting the Galaxies because I just don't really enjoy those, or Super Mario 3D World or Land, right, whichever one it is. Because that's
barely 3D.
Not really. That's kind of a four-player game. That's a lot of fun. So,
it is.
Super Mario Sunshine, though, that's I started with Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, and then finished with Mario Odyssey. Really enjoyed Mario Odyssey. Really enjoyed Mario 64, especially on the DS. I thought they did an amazing job porting that over to the DS. But Super Mario Sunshine, something about it. I love the mechanics. I love the island. I love the amusement park, the ghost hotel, the casino. I just love everything about it. And it's just my favorite 3D Mario game. I think they did a great job with all of the game mechanics and everything. Flood, he's amazing. I prefer him over Cappy still. But the closest one to me, I also think Mario 64 is probably a little better than Mario Odyssey.
Really? So that's interesting.
That's just kind of how I think. But they're all great games, and if they're better, they're not by much. But to me, Mario Sunshine is superior to the other two.
Yeah, well, man, these are three excellent 3D Mario games. I love every one of these so much. The kid inside me still thinks Mario 64 is the best, but that's because I just couldn't believe there was Mario in 3D at the time I played it. And I think it's aged the worst of these.
Yeah.
I really do. It's not as easy to go back to and play as some of these other ones just because of the age. And you know, Nintendo was making a 3D platformer for the first time. No one really done it. So there was a lot of things that they didn't understand yet. To me, even though it's the one I probably remember most fondly, I would say it's probably my least favorite of these three. But I still absolutely love it. And man, I loved Mario Sunshine. I know that it gets a lot of hate. People say, oh, it's a bad game. They're crazy. It's an amazing game. When I got a GameCube and got this game, I was just like, this is great. It's everything I wanted from like a Mario 64 sequel. So I really get the love and your love for it, especially it came at a really good time in your life too.
It did.
The right age for it and everything.
Right. So I was able to put a lot of hours into it. And that's something that kind of gets me on Mario Odyssey is I beat that game really, really fast. I didn't have any issues at all. Maybe it's just because I was younger. Mario Sunshine, it took me a long time to complete the game.
I would say Mario Sunshine is a lot more challenging than Mario Odyssey. Not saying there's not challenging things in Odyssey, because there definitely are, but you wouldn't have to I would say you could beat that game without doing any of the challenging parts, Mario Odyssey.
I think so, as far as like the jump rope 100 times and all
And just different, you know, there's so many ways to get moons, and they're literally just hiding under rocks, you know?
Right.
So you can get what you need to continue on in that game without doing anything hard. I think the challenge comes in trying to get everything. But man, Mario Sunshine was hard. Like, I died a lot in that game. But it's also I got more satisfaction out of beating Sunshine, I think, than either of these other two games just because of the difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I really, really, really like Mario Odyssey. And I think right now it's my favorite. But even now versus last year when the game came out and I just literally thought it was perfect, I definitely see a lot of Odyssey's flaws now looking back on it. There are things about Odyssey that could have been better. But I think I'm going to disagree with you. I think I still prefer Mario Odyssey.
Mario Odyssey. All but right.
Again, this is it's just like picking your favorite child. They're all great. They're all great games.
Oh, yeah. So this is a hard one for me because I prefer them all. And Mario 64, you're right. I don't like to play it on N64, really, because it's
tough. The controller and just the graphics. And, you know, you get one star and it bumps you out to the world, whereas I loved that in Odyssey where you could just keep collecting moons and you never had to stop.
Right.
But yeah, that's going to be pretty unpopular, I'd say. Yeah. But that's a really good one there. So my last one I have is one that probably I don't know how unpopular it'd be, but I know it's a very popular game, and it's one that I never could get into, even though it seemed like it took the world by storm. And that's that. I think Pokemon Go on the smartphone. I think it's very overrated, and I just think it's not very much fun to play. You know, I love Pokemon. I always have. And when I found out Pokemon was coming to smartphones, I got really excited, you know, not even knowing anything else, because I'm like, this is great. And when I found out what it was, you know, is the original, you could catch the original 150 Pokemon, which are my favorite. But there's just, and you know, you had to go outside to find them. But, and I downloaded it immediately. I was so excited. But upon playing it, I never could get why it was so great and why so many people liked it. There's very little skill involved or story or anything really other than just going out and collecting Pokemon, and you just throw a ball at them to collect them, and there wasn't really anything to do with them other than to collect them. And I don't know, I never could get into this game. I never could play it every day. I tried even getting back into it recently when knowing that it's going to integrate with Pokemon Let's Go on the Switch. And I just couldn't. I played it 2 days and that was it. I don't know. It never could get its hooks into me like I thought it would.
Right. I downloaded the game shortly after the big craze was going on.
Right.
And I couldn't even play it for a while. I guess they did. I don't know exactly the details. There wasn't enough accounts or something.
Yeah, they were just getting hammered with new accounts and their servers going down and stuff. Yeah,
So I couldn't even get in the game for a few weeks. But once I did, I was really into it. Me and a friend of mine, we were extremely into it, and then it just died down. One day he lost interest, I lost interest, and I just didn't even care about it anymore. I tried to pick it up a few times after they added some of the more Pokemon, but I don't know anything about the newer generation, so it just didn't hit home with me at all. And yeah, I'll agree with you. Partly, I think it is a great idea, and I do like that there's no battle system like we were talking about, the turn-based.
True.
I do like that about it.
No, that would not be fun with your having your smartphone and just having to spend forever battling Pokemon.
Exactly. So I think how popular this was is transferring over to Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee. I think that's why they're not doing the turn-based, because of this Pokemon Go.
I agree. Yeah.
So, and I'm really glad that they did it for that reason, because when I play a game, I'm not a huge mobile game player.
No, me neither.
I don't play a whole lot of games on my phone. I like to play on my Switch. So
exactly.
That's where that'll shine to me. And I'm not big into walking around while I'm playing a game either. So
me neither. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I have no problem with other people liking this game. I mean, I try not to get offended if someone likes something I don't, because, hey, you just like what you like.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really glad they came out this, because it was a huge hit. And it was very good for Nintendo and for Pokemon, the franchise. Like, there's a lot of kids that this is how they were introduced to Pokemon. And so, hey, if we get more people playing the regular, the Pokemon games on the Switch and the 3DS because of this game, that's great. I never could really get into it myself. So.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe we were a little younger and everything, this would be something we'd more get into. But
probably so.
It's just, it's really not for me. I've tried 3 or 4 times to get back into it, and I lose interest within 24 hours. I'm just done.
Yeah. So. I think also if you live in like a big city or something where you're walking a lot, maybe you walk to work or to school, I think this would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's just, I drive everywhere where we live. It's not real walkable. If you're going to go somewhere, you nearly got to drive. And, you know, it was just hard for me to find the time to do everything I already do in my day-to-day life, but also find time just to walk around hoping to spot a Pokemon.
Right. And since they started like the gym raids, the battles and everything on that to catch the legendary Pokemons, I played that a little bit. And that was neat. You would meet other people out there and everything, and everybody was just so excited to get a chance to capture a legendary. And it was actually quite comical, some of the people, how excited they would get when it would happen. But I tried that a few times, but it just, in the end, it wasn't for me. So
yeah,
I'm really glad they made the game, but I think it is overrated and not very fun for me.
Exactly.
Okay, so my last unpopular gaming opinion, which is probably going to be the most unpopular of all, is I want Nintendo to keep supporting the 3DS. I'm not for sure how long, but I'm glad they are, and it looks like they will into 2019 from what I've heard.
It sure does. I mean, they just announced in Japan they're releasing 3 new 2DS XLs. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Right. So if they support the 3DS or the 2DS XL,
right,
same game.
Right.
So I'm glad they're supporting those. But I want this to happen. And to me, the Nintendo 3DS has the best games of any system as far as the volume of them and the quality.
It's got a great library.
They have the, I mean, just name a few. Animal Crossing New Leaf, in my opinion, and I believe yours, the best Animal Crossing ever.
Best Animal Crossing ever. I mean, I don't even know how that can be argued.
Right. And also Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, I think is superior to the GameCube version.
It's an amazing game.
The Super Mario 3D Land, yes. I believe it's Land. I don't know if that would exactly be a 3D game exactly, but sort of. But I thought it was really good. The Paper Mario game was not good on there. They just have some really good new Super Mario Brothers. I really like most of the games on there.
It's got Smash Brothers, Pokemon, Smash Brothers. Several Pokemon games, Professor Layton, a trilogy of Professor Layton games. Right. I mean, it just goes on and on.
They just have so many good games. I just hate to see this end is going to be my thing. So
it will be sad in a way, you know.
Yeah, I know it will.
Stop supporting it
because they support it for a very long time. And then on top of that, you can still play all the DS games that came out on this system.
And so, if any library can rival the 3DSs, I would say it would be the DS.
Right.
Again, just an incredible library of games on the DS. So if you've got a 3DS, you've got, I don't know, I'd say 1,000 to 1,500 different games probably combined that you can play on the systems, and that's hard to compete with any system.
Right, and I think the I want them to keep continuing with the 3DS, but if they decide to quit it, the Switch is the next best thing because, I mean, you can take it handheld as well. So I mean, if they could just port some of these games, I would be really happy with that. I'd love to play Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon on my Switch. I think that would just be fantastic.
Yeah.
So I really hope that they don't quit making the 3DS. It's never been more affordable right now, especially with these 2DSs and 2DS XL. I mean, it's a great bang for your buck and some of the best games of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, you can buy, you know, 3 2DSs or 2 2DS XLs right now and have money left over from if you had bought a Switch.
Right.
So for families or with young kids, it's a great option.
I think so. So that's not going to be very popular because everybody wants them to focus on the Switch. And in some ways, I agree. But I really hate to see them quit making the 3DS, especially since they just released Detective Pikachu. I think they can still make great games like that on the 3DS.
Yeah. So, man, I'm really conflicted about this one because I'm all into the Switch now. And so selfishly, I just want Nintendo just to make everything for the Switch. And just forget the 3DS. It had a good run, but I want every new game on the Switch. You know, specifically when they announced WarioWare, a new WarioWare game was coming on the 3DS, that really upset me because that's one of my absolute favorite franchises, and I'd love to have it on the Switch. So stuff like that, even that they're remaking Luigi's Mansion from the GameCube on the 3DS. I wish that was on the Switch. So when stuff like that gets announced, I really kind of look down on the 3DS because I want those on the Switch. But you make a lot of good points that, you know, the 3DS is a great system, and it still could have, I think, a couple more years of life into it. And it is great for families that are more on a budget or have several kids to get them 3DSs. The games are cheaper. The systems are cheaper. I would say they're more durable than the Switch, too, in my opinion, just the way they close together. And
yeah.
I don't know. I'd much rather – I don't want to drop any electronics, but I would much rather drop my 2DS than my Switch
the
ground.
I know a lot of little kids that have 3DSs or 2DSs, and, I mean, yeah, they're banged up, scratched. I mean, just horrible shape. And I'm super picky. Mine doesn't have hardly any scratches. Everything's clean. Screen protector still looks good. But, I mean, I'd hate to see what their Switches look like if they have one. And their 3DSs just keep on working. So I think they're very tough.
Yeah, so I kind of half agree and half disagree with you on this.
Oh, I figured,
really,
yeah.
To me, in a perfect world, Nintendo would continue supporting the 2DS and 3DS family of systems. What I would like them to do is what they're doing with both Captain Toad Treasure Tracker and what they did with the Sushi Striker game, where both the games come out on both systems on the same day. I would love it if they would continue to do that on the games that made sense. That would work. I know the 2DS and 3DS are way less powerful than the Switch, so you couldn't do Breath of the Wild on both of them.
Right.
But on the games that it makes sense, like a WarioWare game, like a Luigi's Mansion or something like that, even a Mario Party, I wish they would just come out with them on both systems. And I think that, to me, then I wouldn't care at all that they kept making 3DSs and 3DS games.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Part of the thing for me is also just the collecting aspect. I love the limited edition consoles they make. If they're 2DSs, they're pretty affordable. If you're just a collector. A Switch, I'm not really sure how they're going to do those because we've never seen them, but I wish they would make like the docks to be like a Zelda themed dock, not just a sticker. Agree. I don't like the stickers on
my
stuff.
I don't like the skins. No.
Right. So I would like it to just be, you know, just made out of the plastic, just a Zelda theme, a Mario theme, something. But the only time we get something like that is when they come out with a 2DS XL or a 3DS XL, usually.
Yeah, you're right. That is one thing I would miss when they stop supporting it.
Right. We're going to miss a lot of the character themed consoles, I guess. Exactly. So that's about all I had for my unpopular gaming opinions.
Well, thank you for bringing those to the table. So this is very fun discussing, and hopefully y'all enjoyed it as well. Whether you agree or disagree, that's fine. But we want to thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. So we want to remind everyone to visit us on our show page. It's at anchor.fm/KariboShoePodcast. You can find links there to download or subscribe to our show from any of the various platforms it's available on. Those would include Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and also through the Anchor app available on both Android and iOS. Also, please rate our show on Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts if you enjoy it. And you can follow us on Twitter at KariboShoePod, and we are on Instagram at KariboShoePodcast. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.